Thank you, Padma Shuri. I'd just like to start by saying that I could have actually given the talk on thought at its clearest, you know. Just so that you know. I think there's a bit of sort of stereotyping going on here, because loads of people have said to me, oh, it's great you're giving the talk on energy, you know, you're really energetic. And I thought, yes, but I'm other things too. So I'd just start by mentioning that. But I'm very pleased to be here to talk about anything, really. Whatever it might be. And I'm particularly pleased today to talk about something so close to Bhante's heart as his poetry. Because I think probably everybody knows that today is Bhante's birthday. So I'd like to dedicate this talk to Bhante, our oldest order member, as it were, our founding order member, because Bhante is an order member. I think sometimes people forget that and think Bhante's something kind of apart from the order. You know, he's the founder of the order and he was the head of the order. He's actually a member of the order as well, and he sees himself very much in those terms. As I think, at least I'm sure order members know that, but I think sometimes people come, you know, preparing to enter the order kind of see Bhante as very removed. And actually he's very much a member of the order, and he loves being a member of the order, as do I. So I'm dedicating this talk to Bhante. And I'm also dedicating it to Aryakanta and to Jnanadakini, who's sitting there somewhere, who are two of the newest members of the order. So we have the whole span included, from the oldest to the newest. And it's quite interesting, actually, they're both Americans, although one is from Latin America and the other one from North America, or rather the United States of America. I got my terminology corrected in the last retreat, so trying to be very careful here. So, today I'm going to talk about a line from the Wind Horse poem. Now, I shall start with confession, because confession's good for your soul. I don't like Bhante's poetry. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, I don't actually particularly like Bhante's poetry as poetry. Now, this is a bit of a joke between Bhante and I, actually, because he knows this. I've never been very good at... what's the word in English? Dissimulating, no? Is that an English word? Yeah. You know, hiding my feelings. And in 1994, which is when I first met Aryakanta, when I went to the States with Bhante to do this tour, he read his poetry all the time. Every time he got an opportunity, he read his poetry. So he would say to me as we were going along in the car, I'm going to do a poetry reading this evening, Parami. And a couple of times he'd start saying, I know one or two people don't rate my poetry very much. So smiling at me, and I started getting a bit embarrassed by the end of the story. So I was like, there are one or two that I quite like, actually, Bhante. And as it happens, the Wind Horse is one that I do quite like, so that's good. And I think it was very interesting on that trip that he did read his poetry so much. I mean, he did a lot, you know. And it was quite interesting because we went to do retreats in various places from other Buddhist groups. And I think they just couldn't get their head round why he read poetry. You know, it's an odd thing to do if you think about it. I mean, it's an odd thing to do to read poetry, but if you think about, you know, the teacher, the founder of an order, the guru, the lama, whatever you like to think of him as, because we were in... One particular case, we were in a Zen centre doing a retreat. Another place, we were in a Tibetan centre doing a retreat. And in one of the evenings, Bhante was going to be doing something, you know. And we invited the people from those retreat centres to come. So they were sitting at the back, obviously thinking, oh, you know, they're going to get something about the Diamond Sutra or, I don't know, something really dharmic. And he'd stand up and say, well, I'm going to read a selection of my poems. And they'd kind of go, what? But actually, it was fascinating because... what he did was he would read a poem, but he would tell you the story of when he'd written it and why he'd written it and where he lived when he'd written it. And in fact, through the evening, he would weave a whole kind of... something quite magical happened, you know. So you'd get the poem, but you'd also get a sense of him as a young man in India. You'd get a sense of him coming back to Britain. You'd get a sense of all the events around the time when he wrote the poem. And so actually you did get to see a different side of Bhante. So I did, from that time when I did start to value the fact that Bhante wants to share himself with us through his poetry. I still don't like the poetry, but that's by the way.